Joined by Kyle Rockwall as we look at Eastern Michigan holding on to knock off Toledo. How rewarding does it feel to finally get the win after I know we've been so close the last few weeks?
Yeah, no, it's huge. Absolutely. You know, four straight in a row, real close games and against a very, very good Toledo team. You know, the defending MAC champs, and finally get back on the right track. It just feels great. It was a total team effort and we played well. It feels good.
Walk us through that final drive. You get the knockaway on one of the plays in that possession, and then Freddie McGee late in the on the two-point conversion, able to get the knockaway. But walk us through kind of what the defense was saying on that final Toledo drive.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We just preach finishing. You know, we want the game on our shoulders. We believe we know we are a very good defense. We have a lot of playmakers and just the ability to finish the game. You know, they got the touchdown, but there's still another play for that two-point conversion. Stopped him. Freddie made a great play and takes all 11 guys, all 22 guys. It's great. Feels good.
I know last night at the team meeting you were voted one of the toughest guys or the toughest guy on this club. What does it mean to be recognized like that from your teammates, knowing that, I mean, you'll run through the proverbial rock wall?
No, it feels, it's hard to put into words. I mean, the greatest accolades I've had in my playing career is being voted captain of the team, and then right there with it was being voted the toughest guy on the team last night. You know, it's a big honor, especially amongst my peers. I love my brothers and feels good. We're on the right track, and it's just the beginning.
You and the other fifth-year seniors have been so close the last couple of years of finally getting that signature win over a Rocket Ball Club that's been the defending MAC champ. What does it mean to you and guys like Jeremiah to have seen where this program's come to now knocking off teams that 1 year ago was crowned the best in the league?
No, absolutely. The first thing that just shows hard work that we put in. I mean, I think about it all the time. Is there's 365 days in a year. You have 12 games there guaranteed. So that's 353 days of work for only 12 days out the entire year. So for us to turn it around within 5 years, I mean, we're not there yet by any means, but we're on the right track, and it's just a testament to all the guys on the team, the coaching staff, the support staff, everyone, including you. So it's just it feels great, and on the right track.
Mike Glass certainly helps you spot a big lead in the first half, and then defensively you guys are able to again have to hold on. What was the team's mentality when going to that half, knowing that Mike was injured right before the half?
I mean, we believe in whoever's there, so you know, we rep guys out and switching quarterbacks throughout the entire year, and we believe whoever is getting the ball snapped to him is going to make plays and lead the offense and lead the team. Mike came out with a big bang, and Tyler, you know, he finished the game. We got the W, so it is what it is. I hope Mike's okay, but we're going to roll with whoever it is.